first came.
在当时是一个极黑暗的时代。
It was extremely dark, and that at that time.
特别是神的选民以色列，他们也落在一个极软弱的光景里头。
Especially His chosen people, Israelites, they fall in a very dark position.
而最近在我们在这个我们所处的这个世代，所给我们看见的一个光景。
And then this reminds us the generation that we are in, the situation is in.
实在是也提醒我们这些属灵的人。
It reminds us the people of God.
我们应当如何警醒的面前生活。
And how we watchful and live before God.
能够成为主在这样一个世代中那光明的见证。
And it will become His glorious testimony in this generation.
因为是神极大的怜悯。
Because of His mercy.
他按着他的先见选召了我们。
And then because predestined us to choose.
就是在这样的世代里头，拣选我们成为，使我们成为他所拣选的族类。
And in this generation, He chose us to be His race.
是有君尊的祭司。
And we are the royal priesthood.
是他圣洁的国度。
And His holy nation.
是属神的子民。
And we are God's own people.
为要叫我们能够宣扬那召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
And then we will proclaim His wonders, and then He then take us out of the darkness.
弟兄姐妹，在我们国家所发生的事，实在是警醒我们。
Happened in this country, it is a warning to us.
我们应当来宣扬那召我们出黑暗。入奇妙光明者的美德。
And then we need to proclaim His wondrous work, and then who took us out of the darkness.
这是神用他的恩召召我们的一个非常重要的目的。
This is the purpose that He calling us with His grace calling.
所以我们在这样一个时代里头，我们应当如何的来警醒的活在神的面前呢
？Let us think how do we be watchful and live.In this generation.
我们感谢神借着过去的夏令会向我们说了宝贵的话语。
We thank the Lord through the conference he spoke us with his precious words.
叫我们认识了神在我们身上那全备的救恩。
And let us to know his perfect salvation.
他不仅在我们蒙恩得救的时候叫我们的灵活过来。
Not only he awakened our souls when we were saved.
他今天仍然拯救我们。
And He still saves us.
要叫我们能够因着信得信心的果效，就是魂的救恩。
And then by faith we will receive the outcome of our faith. That's the salvation of our souls.
我们也知道，当主回来那一天，我们的身体也要得赎。
We know when He comes back, our body will be redeemed too.
然而今天在我们等候主回来的日子里
And while we're waiting for His coming,
这是恩典的机会
And this is the chance for us to take His grace.
我们能够让主在我们身上更多的拯救我们的魂生命
And then we will let Him do more of the salvation of our souls.
所以早晨愿意从魂的救恩来和弟兄姐妹交通到我们如何的来用我们的灵来侍奉我们的神。
This morning I would like to fellowship and how we serve our Lord in spirit, how we serve our Lord by the salvation of our souls.
请我们一同先来读几处主的话语。
Let's read some scriptures.
先打开圣经我们翻到我们这里的主题经文，在彼得前书第一章。
First of all, that's what the summer conference emphasized in First Peter.
彼得前书第一章第九节。
First Peter, chapter one, verse nine.
我想我们弟兄姐妹可以在一起同声来读，好叫我们真是能够把主的话存记在心里。
Let's read together so that we can put His words into our hearts.
一起来，并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。这里灵魂，圣经中再三的提醒我们，原文圣经就是魂的救恩。
Receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of our souls, that our brother sent, he reminds us again and again, which is the salvation of our souls.
请我们再翻到罗马书第一章。
Book of Romans, chapter 1.
罗马书第一章也是第九节。
Verse 9.
所以我们应该很容易记彼得前书一节，然后第二处经文是在马书一章九节。
It's easy for us to remember First Peter verse 9, now Romans chapter 9 verse 9 too.
我在他儿子福音上用心灵所侍奉的神，可以见证我怎样不住地提到你们。
For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers.
这里用心灵所侍奉的神，它原文就是用灵所侍奉的神。
And here says, I serve with my spirit.
好，那我们罗马书，我们请翻到第七章。
Romans chapter 7.
罗马书第七章第六节。
Chapter 7 verse 6.
罗马书第七章第六节，我们也同声来读。但我们既然在捆我们的律上死了，现今就脱离了律法。我们服侍主，要按着新的新样，不按着遗文的旧样。这里中文心灵，它的原文呢，也就是灵。
But now we have been delivered from the law, having died to what we were held by.So that we should serve in the newness of the spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. Here, it's called the spirit, the newness of the spirit.
好，我们最后一处读罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
我们读第五和第六两节。
Verse 5 and 6.
因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the spirit, the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
我们低头有点祷告。
Let's bow our head and have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你赐给我们那全备的救恩。
Lord, we thank you to giving us the perfect salvation.
你不仅从前救我们脱离那极大的死亡。
And not only you save us from the death.
你今天依然拯救我们。
You still save us today.
主，我们也深信将来你还要救我们。
And we believe that you will save us to the end.
主，在我们等候你回来的日子。
While we're waiting for your coming.
主，求你坚固保守我们的信心。
And then strengthen, and then hold out, and then keep our faith.
叫我们能够得着那信心的果效，就是魂的救恩。
So that we will receive the end of our faith, the salvation of our souls.
主，好叫你的十字架在我们身上，真是除去我们的肉体。
May your cross will deal with our flesh.
叫我们全人全我们的灵魂身体都能够归你的来归你的掌管。
So that our spirit, our heart, and our soul will be controlled by your spirit.
愿你在我们生命中作王。
And may you be the king of our lives.
主，好叫你能够得着一般倾心爱你的人。
So that you will receive people which is love you.
主，能够得着我们在这样一个黑暗的世代里成为自己光明的见证。
You receive us and become.To become your glorious witness in this dark world.
主，我们把自己和蒙爱的儿女们都仰望在你恩典的手中。
And we put ourselves and all the beloved in your hands.
主，你来得着我们。
Receive us.
你来使用我们。
Use us.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayers in name of Jesus.
Amen. 我们感谢主，在夏令会中，孙弟兄和我们交通到关于魂的救恩。
And I praise the Lord that in summer conference and Brother Sen and had a fellowship with the salvation of our souls.
不知道弟兄姐妹还记不记得孙弟兄在第二天的信中，他跟我们分享了一个口诀。
And I don't know if you still remember the sentence that he emphasized to us.
他说到信心的果效就是魂的救恩。
And then he says the receiving the end of the faith is the salvation of our souls.
而魂的救恩乃是为了叫我们灵得着释放。
And the salvation of souls is to let us to receive the liberation of our spirit.
也就是叫我们能够用灵来侍奉我们的神。
That is, we will serve our God by our spirit.
也可以说是从灵里头来侍奉我们的神。
We serve God by spirit.
弟兄姐妹，我们若不是用我们的灵来侍奉神，那我们是用什么来侍奉神呢？
If we don't serve the Lord by the spirit, and what do we serve him? What do we use to serve him?
所以我们看见一个真正合神心意的侍奉，乃是从灵里头出来的。
So we know that is a service which is the true service to the Lord is from our spirit.
这是孙弟兄我们的一个正常的基督徒，他应该是从灵里头来掌管他的魂。
And the brothers and tell us as a normal Christian, our service is our soul is controlled by the spirit.
而透过我们的魂来支配我们的身体。
And then through the soul, it will control our body.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个正常的人，也是一个正常基督徒应该有的生活和侍奉。
This is the life that a normal person or normal Christian ought to be.
所以孙弟兄问我们说，我们正不正常
？And then brothers and ask us, are we normal?
弟兄姐妹，在我们夏令会回来之后，这两个礼拜，我们的生活和侍奉是不是正常呢？
2 weeks after the summer conference, our lives are normal.
或许我们还在操练当中。
Maybe we're still exercising.
然而盼望我们能够清楚记得主的话语。
I hope clearly remind the words from the Lord.
今天神在我们身上的工作，要透过我们的灵来掌管我们的魂，来支配我们的身体。
The work of the Lord is by our spirit control our souls and then our bodies.
为了这个缘故，神的救恩不仅叫我们得着一个新的灵。
For this reason, the work of God not only led us to receive a newness of a spirit.
神不仅叫我们的灵活过来。
Not only to awaken our spirit.
我们看见圣灵也住在我们灵的里头。
And we know the Holy Spirit dwells in our spirit.
为的就是要能够来掌管我们的灵，来支配我们的魂，来管理我们的身体。
In order to control our spirit and then to our soul and then our body.
所以早晨愿意和弟兄姐妹一同来学习，我们如何能够让圣灵能够来管理我们的灵。
This morning, I would like to share that how do we learn that the Holy Spirit control our spirit.
就能够用我们的灵来侍奉我们的神。
So that we will serve our Lord by the Spirit.
也可以说我们从灵里头来侍奉神。
And then we serve our Lord, our God by Spirit.
当保罗写信给在罗马的圣徒的时候
，When Paul wrote letters to the saints in Romans,
他提到我在他儿子福音上用灵所侍奉的神。
And he mentioned that whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his son.
所以我们看见我们要能够按着神的心意来侍奉神，我们必须要用我们的灵来侍奉神。
And then in order that we're able to serve our God, we have to serve him with the spirit.
而不是单单用我们的魂来侍奉我们的神。
It is not only use our souls to serve our God.
很可惜的，从第一世纪到如今，我们看见许多神的儿女们在这点上中了仇敌的诡计。
Unfortunately, from the first century till now, the children of God, we are fall into the scheme of the adversary.
有许多弟兄姐妹，许多神的儿女们，靠着你的魂在那里热心的来侍奉神。
Many children of God, we serve God by our own flesh and our own zeal.
在这点上，不知道给教会带来多少的难处。
At this point, it brought a lot of difficulties to the church.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们稍微认识教会的历史
，If we know some history of the church,
我们就不难发现这样的一个事实。
It's easily to find these facts.
有一些不热心、不爱主的弟兄姐妹
，And then some brothers and sisters, they don't have the zeal to the Lord, and then they don't love the Lord.
他们就主日的时候来到教堂里头坐一坐。
They only come to church on Sundays.
一般我们就称之为做礼拜的基督徒。这个坐呢，是坐在那里的坐。
We call those people are Sunday Christians, and they just come here to sit at the church.
因为他们对于神的心意一点都不关心。
Because they don't care about the heart desire of the Lord.
这样的基督徒叫我们看了心里面实在是难过。
And such Christians then cause our grief.
然而，我们见在教会历史当中，有一般的 基督徒。
And then also we will see there is a group of Christians.
他们是非常的热心。
They had the great zeal.
他们在聚会当中也做了许多的事情。
They had done many works at the gathering.
然而他们的魂还没有得蒙拯救。
However, their souls were not saved.
所以他们在那里凭着自己的热心，自己的魂生命在那里侍奉神。
So they served the Lord with their great souls and their own zeals.
他们对于聚会有许多自己的看法和想法。
They have a lot of ideas and suggestions to the congregation.
就我们看见他们就给神的教会带来许许多多的难处。
So they brought many difficulties to God's church.
到了一个地步，甚至造成教会的分裂。
To the point that brings division.
弟兄姐妹，当人在那里凭着自己的魂在那里心侍奉的时候，我们看见造成教会的难处之后，给神带何等的难过。
And then we how we will sadden the God's heart if we serve Him and with our own flesh and zeals.
所以我们必须在这点上面，我们有一个清楚的认识。
We have to have a clear understanding of this point.
所以保罗在罗马书第七章的那里告诉我们。
So in Romans chapter 7, Paul tells us.
他说服侍主乃需要按着心灵，按着灵的新样，而不是按着遗文的旧样。
We should serve in the newness of the spirit and not in the oldness of the letter.
为什么说是新样呢？
Why says the newness?
乃是因着他是从灵里头所出来的服侍。
Because this is the service that's from the spirit.
不是按着我们从前我们照着我们魂生命那样的生活形式来服侍神。
It is not a service that are calling to our old ways of living and the way of to serve.
在我们蒙恩得救之前，
Before we were saved,
我们知道我们的生活形式为人基本都是按着我们魂生命所决定的。
We know our lives, our behaviors is a calling to our old life.
而我们的魂生命同时是深深受着这个世界而来的影响。
It was from our souls, and now our souls is greatly impacted by the world.
我就举一个例子。
I'll give you an example.
就关于我们怎么样来来照顾那个出生的婴孩。
And then it is about how do we take care of a newborn baby.
我们家孩子比较多。
And then I have many kids.
所以我都还记得我们每一个孩子刚刚出生的时候。
I still remember when they were born.
你就发现他们这个世界对于这个怎么样来让这个出生婴孩睡觉的这个方式呢，就有不同的演变。
And then you will see the change and then how to let the new baby lay on the bed and sleep.
我想弟兄姐妹，你们生过孩子，你们就知道。
If you have baby, you will know this.
我记得不同的时间，他有一段时间他说呢，这个孩子干呢要趴着睡。
And then some of them, there's one time you say you have to put their back up to the bed.
就过了几年，他又说不行，要躺着睡。
And then after a couple of years later, and then they said the expert says you have to lay their back on the bed.
呀，姐妹翻译的很好，就世界的专家哈。要过一段时间，他又说得要侧着睡。
The experts in the world tells you, you know, and then.And the other time you have to let them sleep on the side way.
结果我们发现，就是连神的儿女们，很多时候我们也就照着这个世界的心思和专家的说法，在那里来养育我们的孩子。
So even Christians, we will raise our kids according to the experts in the world. What we follow what their suggestions.
所以我们看见，在我们没有蒙恩得救之前，我们根据我们的魂生命在生活。
Before we were saved, we lived by our souls.
我们的思想、意志、情感都深深受这个世界的影响。
Our thoughts, our minds, our emotions greatly impacted by the world.
就是在我们蒙恩得救之后
，After we were saved,
我们发现，如果根据我们的魂来生活、来侍奉的时候
，We will discover when we live and then serve in the same old way.
这世界的影响就借着我们的心思，借着我们的魂生命，就影响了我们的生活，也影响了我们的侍奉。
And then the world will have the influence on our service and our lives through our thoughts.
所以不仅叫我们生活里头发生许多的难处。
And then it will bring us many difficulties in our lives.
你看，像夫妻之间为什么会有各式各样的难处呢
？Like between couples, there are many difficulties.
就是当两个凭着自己的魂在那里生活在一起的时候。
When there's two people live by their own souls and they live together.
你看见他们的意见、他们的想法在那里就产生了冲突。
And they have the clashes between their own opinions.
就是在神的教会里头。
Even at the church of God,
如果弟兄姐妹也各自凭着自己的魂在那里服侍的时候
if they are by our own souls,
你发现个人也有自己的看法和想法
we will know we have our own opinions.
我们在不同的做法上面也就产生了矛盾和冲突
and there will be clashes in the different ways of doing things.
所以我们看见当我们如果凭着我们的魂来侍奉神的时候在服侍里头也产生各种的难处。
And we will bring difficulties in the service if we serve in our souls.
所以我们感谢主，借着今年夏令会弟兄向我们所传讲的信息。
And we praise the Lord that for the message that our brothers gave to us during through the summer conference.
我们的魂需要拯救。
Our souls need be.
我们的魂需要十字架的对付。
Our souls need be dealt with by the cross.
好叫我们的灵能够得着释放。
So our spirit will be set free.
好叫我们的灵能够照着圣灵的意思，来照着神的心意来一同的服侍。
So that we our spirit will serve our God by the will of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们魂需要得蒙救
So our soul needs to be set free.
为了叫我们的灵能够释放
And in order to let our spirit will be liberated.
叫圣灵能够在我们里头来支配我们这个全人
So that the Holy Spirit will be in control to our whole being.
叫我们能够按着神的旨意来侍奉神的教会
So that we will serve God's church by God's will.
这是我们需要得着我们魂需要得蒙拯救的目的
This is the purpose that why our soul needs receive salvation
乃是叫我们能够用我们的灵来侍奉我们的神
That is to let our that is to serve the Lord by spirit
所以保罗说我们要服侍主必须要按着灵的新样而不是按着遗文的旧样
That's why Paul says we have to serve our Lord in the newness of our spirit not in the oldness in theold letter, the letters.
这遗文的旧样呢，从另外一面来说，就是我们凭着我们的魂在那里侍奉神。
The oldness of the letter it is we serve the Lord and with our souls.
这里保罗用贪心做例子。
And Paul take example of the covetousness.
就是在罗马书第七章，保罗说，在这里他引用律法说，不可起贪心。
Because Paul used in what said in Romans chapter 7 is you shall not covet.
所以我就用这个做个例子，早晨让我们能够来更深刻的能够认识到什么叫做用魂来侍奉神，什么叫做用灵的心样来侍奉神。
And this morning I will take this example to illustrate what is to call to serve the Lord in the newness of the spirit and what is in the oldness of the letter.
弟兄姐妹，对于你我。我们是信主的人，当我们听见神的话、神的律法说不可起贪心，我们第一个反应是什么
？For you and I, we are children of God. When we heard this commandment, you shall not covet. What is our reaction?
这姐妹，你反应是什么
？What is your first response?
我们当然，那我们就要遵守这个律法，是不是
？We say we will obey this commandment.
就是我们就做好准备了，我们就怎么样，不可贪心。
We will get ready, and then we shall not covet.
所以我们看见，从我们心还有灵的里头呢，我们是愿意遵守神的律法。
From our heart, our spirit, we are willing to obey God's commandment.
可当我们有这样的一个心愿的时候呢，我们就发现，我们越不想贪心，我们却发现在我们里面啊，却是常常的起贪心。
When we have such heart desire.The less we want to be greedy, and the more actually we do in our real life.
我们就经历到保罗在罗马书第七章所告诉我们的。
We will experience what Romans chapter 7 tells us.
就是在我们里面的这个罪，或是我们常称之为罪性，在我们这个肉体里面呢，就趁着机会在那里发动。
The sin, which is the sinful nature, it lives within us. It will that has this passion will arouse in us.
就是当我们不想贪心的时候
，the least we want to be covet.
我们发现，在我们里面的那个罪啊，那个罪的权势呢，却叫我们怎么样，不断的贪心。
And then the sinful power within us, it led us to be constantly to be greedy.
在我们里面。让我们看见我们里头充满了各式各样的贪心。
And within us, we will see we have a great passion of the greedy.
就发现是我们没有办法去控制的。
We can't control.
所以当我们越要靠着我们的魂要来遵守神的诫命的时候
，When we try to obey God's law by our souls，
我们越看见我们胜不过在我们肉体里面的那个罪的权势。
And then we will experience more that we will not overcome the sinful power within us.
当罪在我们里面发动的时候，他叫我们做我们心里所不愿意做的。
When the sinful passion arose in us, and then we will do things that we are not willing.
而这个在我们魂的里头辖制我们，叫我们不能够做我们所愿意做的。
And the sin will control us, and we will do things that we do not want to.
这就是我们在我们里面那个魂的征战。
That is the battle of our souls.
那姐妹，我们就明白为什么在我们蒙恩得救之后，我们基督徒的生活是那样的不正常。
So we and now we understand and why after we were saved, our life is still.
我们不愿意犯罪，我们却不断的犯罪。
We do not want to sin against God, but we constantly do.
我们愿意遵行神的命令，我们却常常不能够。遵行神的命令。
We are willing to obey God's commandment, but in life we are not able to.
所以在这里，保罗用贪心做例子。所以我们早晨，我们愿意先来看一看什么是贪心。
And then so the and this morning I will take this coveting as an example, and then let us to see what is called the covetousness.
这个贪心一方面的表现呢，就是我们自己要得的比别人多。
What it expresses is we want to give more than others.
所以我们看见，当我们的魂里面，我们起了一个心智，说我们不要贪心。
In our soul, we have determined I do not want to covet.
但是我们若不能够明白神的这个命令说不要贪心，它真实的意义是什么的话。
If we do not understand the true meaning of what it says, you shall not covet.
我们发现我们就不能够靠着我们的魂来遵守这个命令。
And we're not able to obey this commandment by our souls.
贪心让我们看见，就是我们这个人的己啊，我们盼望比别人要多得。
Greed, what is we hope that.The self, myself, want more, will receive more than others.
不管是我们要多得的呢，是有形的或是无形的东西。
And no matter is visible or is invisible.
我们从我们的孩子看得很清楚。
We will see this very clearly from our children.
当我们五个孩子都还小的时候。
When my children, five of them, were young.
或者四个的时候，四个都还小的时候。
Or when four of them they were young.
那个有时候我们家里面就煮了一点小孩子喜欢吃的东西。
And then sometimes we cook something that they liked.
就因为小孩喜欢吃，是不是
？Because they liked.
哎呀，他们就赶快拿了。
And then they will go there to get it first.
因为他们喜欢啊，他们就多拿。
Because they like it, they will take more.
所以小时候啊，我们有时候常常就要提醒他们。
And then sometimes when they were young, we have to remind them.
你要想到还有别的，你的兄弟姐妹他们还没有能够享用他们的那个那一份。
You have to think of your brother or your sister. They haven't got it yet.
姐妹，所以从这点上面，我们看见这个贪心啊，就是我们里面那个己的一个表现。
From this point, we know this greed is the illustration of ourselves.
人为什么会贪心
？And why people have this covetousness?
就是他是为了自己。
Because they live for themselves.
看见这是在我们天然罪性里头所有的一方表现。
This is our nature.
看见说这个贪心根源呢，乃是为着自己。
We see this covetousness, the root of this is because we live for ourselves.
所以，如果我们要靠着我们天然魂生命来说，不要为自己。
And then by our nature, we will say, I do not want to covet.
就你们那是不可能的。
That's impossible.
就是你常常提醒自己不要贪心。
Even if you remind yourself very often, I do not want to covet.
就你发现。当环境临到的时候
，When chance comes,
当试探试验临到的时候
when temptations come,
你发现我们那个魂生命它自然而然的就是为了自己
you know, the life of our soul will naturally just live for ourselves.
这是我们为什么不能靠着我们的魂生命来遵守神的诫命的一个根本的原因
this is what the reason, the key reason that's why we cannot keep God's commandment by our souls.
那我们如何能够按着灵的心样来遵守这个不可贪心诫命呢？这个命令呢
？And how do we keep the commandment you shall not by in the spirit?
对，乃是要借着我们的灵能够与主能够常有交通。
That is our spiritual fellowship with the Lord's spirit.
因为我们看见主借着圣灵就住在我们的灵的里头。
So we'll know the Lord will dwell in us through Holy Spirit.
如果我们在灵里头常常与主有交通。
If we have fellowship in our spirit with the Lord.
我们看见主那舍己的爱就充满在我们灵的里头。
And we will know His denying love will dwell in us.
我们知道主的生命。乃是一个舍己的生命。
We know His life is to life to give Himself to us.
主的生命乃是一个不为自己的生命。
And His life is to He lives for others.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们活在灵的交通里头
，If we live in the fellowship of the Spirit，
我们看见主的生命，这舍己的生命，这个舍己的爱就要充满在我们灵的里头。
We will see His denying love and life will be filled in us.
所以当这样一个舍己的大爱
，When He's denying love，
当主这样一个不为自己的命充满在我们灵的里头
，When the life that is not lived for Himself dwells in us，
弟兄姐妹，我们自然而然的就不再为着自己。
Naturally, we will not live for ourselves.
我们自然而然的从灵里头所活出来的就不再贪心。
And naturally, what we live is we do not want to.
弟兄姐妹，这是按着灵的心样来侍奉我们的神。
This is what called to serve the Lord in the newness of the Spirit.
另一方面，我们的魂生命也需要受十字架的对付。
On the other hand, the life of our souls needs to be dealt with the cross.
不叫我们不再凭着肉体在那里在论是非，在那讲道理。
And then we will not reasoning, we will not arguing within our souls.
对姐妹，因为我们的魂生命常常在那里，就是要论是非，要讲道理。
Because the life of our souls, we are arguing and reasoning.
对姐妹，我们看见夫妻之间的矛和冲突。
And then we know the clashes between a couple.
做丈夫的，我们常常想，我怎么能够爱这样一位不顺服的妻子呢？
As a husband, we often think, how can they love such wife who is disobey the Lord?
如果我的妻子顺服，我自然而然能够像基督爱教会那样子来爱我的妻子。
If my wife is obedient, I will naturally love her like Christ loved the church.
弟兄姐妹，那是我们魂生命里面的思想。
And that is the thoughts from our soul.
然而，如果我们交通于基督的爱
，If we fellowship with the love of the Lord.
我们看见基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
And then we see that the Christ loved His church and then gave His life to the church.
不是在教会顺服基督的时候，乃是当教会还不顺服的时候。
It was not when the church obeyed Him. It is at the time the church did not obey Him.
就是在我们还不顺服的时候。
When we were obedient.
基督就爱了我们。
And Christ loved us.
就为我们舍己。
And give His life to us.
所以我们看见，如果灵里头与主有这样的交通
，If we see we have such fellowship in spirit with the Lord，
我们看见主的十字架就要对付我们肉体的那些思想、那些的情感。
And then we will know, and His the cross will deal with our thoughts and our minds.
叫我们能够从灵的里头能够来侍奉我们的神。
So that we We're able to serve the Lord with our spirit.
所以我们看见在约翰福音第六章，主就对我们说。
So that in John chapter 6, the Lord tells us.
主说，叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。
The Lord says, and what causes to live is the spirit, and then the flesh is useless.
所以姐妹，这边讲到肉体是无益的，不单是讲到那些会犯罪的肉体。
And here talking about the flesh is useless, not only talking about the flesh causes to sin.
就是我们天然魂生命里面我们觉得好的部分也是肉体。
Even the good part that we think in our nature, the flesh.
主说肉体都是无益的。
And the Lord says the flesh, it's useless.
耶稣说，我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
The Lord says the word that I've spoken to you is spirit, is life.
今天主怎么对我们说话呢
？And then how the Lord speaks to us today?
主乃是在我们灵的里头。来向我们说话。
And he speaks us to our spirit.
所以当我们在灵里头与主交通、与主亲近的时候
，When we draw near to him, when we have fellowship with him in spirit,
圣灵在里头就向我们说话。
The Holy Spirit will speak to us.
当我们听见了主对我们说的话
，When we hear his voice,
那话就成为灵，就成为生命。
The words will become the spirit and life.
你发现就叫我们能够从灵里头来遵守主的命令。
So that we are able to obey God's commandments.
就叫我们能够从灵里头来侍奉我们的神。
So we are able to serve the Lord with our spirit.
罗马书第八章告诉我们这灵的心是什么意思。
And then in Romans chapter 8 it tells us what's the meaning of the newness, the spirit.
也可以说八章给我们看见从灵里头侍奉神的那条道路是如何
？And then in another word, it says, "And what is the way to serve the Lord in spirit?"
而从使徒行传里头，我们可以看见那在灵里头侍奉神许多美好的榜样。
And then we will see many good examples from Acts.
所以呢，我就从罗马书第八章这里和使徒行传的例子呢，然后弟兄姐妹交通也学习我们如何从我们的灵。来侍奉我们的神。
And so I will share from chapter Romans and then Acts, and then how do we practice and learn to serve the Lord in spirit?
罗马书第八章告诉我们，不随从肉体，只随从圣灵。
And then in Romans chapter 8 tells us we do not follow the flesh, but follow the spirit.
他也告诉我们，不体贴肉体，只体贴圣灵。
It will tell us do not set our minds on the flesh, but on the spirit. Yeah.
所以呢，不随从肉体，只随从圣灵。我们看见乃是一个不顾自己的一个服事。
And not set our mind on the flesh, but on the spirit. It means we do not live for ourselves, care about ourselves.
弟兄姐妹，如果愿意的话，可以把圣经翻到《使徒行传》第九章。我们看见那个亚拿尼亚，他去给保罗。按手祷告。
And let's turn to Acts chapter 9 and then let's see how Ananias laid his hands on Paul.
我们知道使徒行传里面记载了这位原本逼迫教会的扫罗，他如何在去大马色的路上认识了主。
And then we know Acts chapter 9 recorded and then how the persecutor Paul on the way to Damascus and how he met the Lord.
这位逼迫教会的扫罗，圣经上描述他是如何逼迫呢？他说他是残害。这原文字这个残害啊，是非常是非常厉害的一个字。
Let's see. Okay, the Bible recorded how Paul persecuted church and used a word who invoked.God's name, yeah.
好，那我们这个我们不多说。所以我们看见这位扫罗后来改名为保罗的这位扫罗呢，他原本那个残害教会是非常厉害的。
And then we know Paul, who was named Saul, and then how he was made a havoc in Jerusalem.
Yeah. 所以在他蒙恩得救之后，我们看见主就差遣他的一个门徒呢，叫做亚拿尼亚去。找这位逼迫教会的扫罗，然后呢，要给他按手祷告。
So the Lord sent Ananias to go find Paul, lay hand on him.
所以这里我们看见主就差亚拿尼亚呢，要他在那里来服侍主。
And so the Lord sent Ananias to serve Lord.
所以我们从亚拿尼亚身上，从他的反应呢，我们就看见他的魂怎么样子来。与主的这个吩咐这个命令呢产生一个问题。
And then let's see how Ananias has a problem when his own soul meet the commandment from the Lord.
当主对亚拿尼亚说，叫他去找这位扫罗呢，然后给他按手祷告，叫他能够看见。
And then when Lord tell Ananias, you go to find Paul and then lay your hand on him and then pray.
我们看见这个亚拿尼亚第一个反应是什么呢
？What is the first response from the Ananias?
他就回答说：“主啊，我听见许多人说，这人怎样在耶路撒冷多多苦害你的圣徒。”
第几节？
第十三。
9:13. So, but Ananias answered, I have heard for many about this man and how much evil he has done to your saints in Jerusalem.
14节，亚拿尼亚他也同时说，他说这个逼迫教会的扫罗呢，他说他在这里还有从祭司长得来这个权柄啊，要捆绑一切求告你名的，就是说呢，这扫罗呢，他乃是来这边要抓基督徒的。
And then on verse 14, it says, here he was authorized. He had authority from the chief priest to bind all who invoke your name, which means he come here to persecute, to capture all your saints.
弟兄姐妹，你看哈，这位亚拿尼亚，他第一个反应是从哪里来的
？And then what is from his first response is from himself.
我们看见亚拿尼亚的反应还是从他魂里头出来。
This response is from his soul.
是不是？
Isn't it?
他就跟主说啊，他这个扫罗他是要来抓我的。
And then he told the Lord Paul he wants come here to arrest.
他已经残害了许多基督徒。
He already done evil to Christians.
今天要来大马色呢，也是要来抓基督徒，要把他抓到耶路撒冷去审问的。
And today he comes to Damascus. He will take all the Christians to Jerusalem.
所以亚拿尼亚的意思呢，基本上就对主说，主你有没有弄错？
Ananias basically he tells the Lord, Lord, is this a mistake?
弟兄姐妹，这就是我们基督徒蒙恩得救以后，我们常常有的一个反应。
This is our response.
很多时候，我们的第一个反应都是从我们魂里头出来的。
Many times our first response is from our soul.
就像亚拿尼亚一样。
Like Ananias.
是不是他的思想啊，就在那里，他就问主这个问题了
？Yeah, because he this question is from his own thought.
然后我们看见。主进一步的告诉亚拿尼亚去做这件事情。
And then the Lord tell Ananias go and do.
那我们感谢主，看见亚拿尼亚，他就随从圣灵，他不随从自己的魂生命。
And then with Ananias, he followed the Holy Spirit, not his own soul.
所以，因为弟兄姐妹，当亚拿尼亚他这样顺服主的命令的时候
，When Ananias obey the commandment of the Lord,
这是一个十字架的工作。
That is the work of the cross.
因为亚拿尼亚去，有可能他就被这个扫罗给抓起来了。
If he goes, he may be captured by Saul.
当然，我们看见亚拿尼亚，他从灵里头顺服了主。
But he obeyed the Lord in the spirit.
他越过了魂里面思想的问题。
He overcome his thoughts in his soul.
甚至他是带着那必死的决心，他就遵从了主的命令。
And then he obeyed the Lord, and then he made the mind that he will die.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个从灵里头的一个侍奉。
That is a service in the spirit.
那我们看见他找着了这位扫罗呢，就给他按手。
Then he found Saul and lay hand on him.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见这位亚拿尼亚成为神手中使用的器皿。
And then we Ananias become the vessel that God used.
他是这位蒙恩得救的扫罗第一个所有交通的。一个肢体。
He was the first member that Saul was saved.
我们看见神借着亚拿尼亚得着了扫罗。
And then through Ananias, the Lord received Saul.
这是亚拿尼亚灵里头的一个侍奉。
That is a service from Ananias in his spirit.
他不随从自己的肉体，只随从圣灵。
He did not follow his own flesh, but followed the Holy Spirit.
那我们看见另外使徒行传里头有另外一个例子。
There was another example from the Acts.
在夏令会当中，拼门弟兄也多次的提到，就是巴拿巴。
And then Brother Pittman mentioned many times, which is Barnabas.
同样在使徒行传第九章里头。
Same in Acts chapter 9.
在第26、27两节。
Verse 26 and 27.
就这位蒙恩得救的扫罗呢，他后来就到了耶路撒。
And then Saul, after he was saved, he went to Jerusalem.
我们看见一个蒙恩得救的基督徒呢，他心里面总是有个渴望，什么？就是要跟其他的基督徒有交通。
A Christian who was saved, he will have a heart desire. He wants to fellowship with other Christians.
他不仅灵里头与主有交通，他也盼望在灵里头呢，能够与弟兄姐妹有交通。
Not only he has the hope to fellowship with the Lord, but also he wants to fellowship with the brothers and sisters.
就虽然扫罗他蒙恩得救，他有这样的一个渴望啊，但是呢，当他到耶路撒冷去的时候呢，你看这些门徒啊，都怕他。
Even though Paul has such heart desire, but when he went to Jerusalem, all other brothers and sisters afraid of him.
为什么怕他？
Why they're afraid of him?
我们在魂里面当然都怕这个本来逼迫教会的扫罗，是不是？
Of course, in their souls, they were afraid because Saul persecuted them.
我就打个比方。
I will give you an example.
就弟兄姐妹，假如说你有一个仇人啊。
For example, you have an enemy.
可能是一个深仇大恨。
Maybe it's you have a deep hatred.
然后呢，你好多年你都没有他的消息。
You haven't heard from him for many years.
那你知道呢，他是非常的仇恨你的。
You know he hated you very much.
如果今天早上啊，他从后面跑进来了。
If this morning he will run in.
你第一个反应是什么
？What is your first response?
你想，哎呦，他是不是来报仇的？是不是
？You think he will come here to revenge?
其实当时在耶路撒冷那些门徒们。当他们一看一听说这个扫罗来到了耶路撒冷
，So the disciples in Jerusalem when they heard Saul come to Jerusalem，
他们都怕他。
They were all afraid of him。
因为怕什么呢
？What do they afraid of？
怕扫罗要来抓他们。
They're afraid of the Saul will come arrest them。
所以我们看见在那时候呢，耶路撒冷的圣徒呢都不敢跟扫罗呢有任何的接触。
So the saints in Jerusalem they don't want to have fellowship with。
他们躲他都来不及了。
They want to stay away from him.
然而这里圣经让我们看见哦，巴拿巴接待他。
And here it says only Barnabas received him.
二十七节哈。
In verse 27.
我们看见这位巴拿巴，他是一个体贴圣灵的人。
We know Barnabas, he has the heart to set his mind.
我们看见巴拿巴是从灵里头在那里服侍主的。
And then we see Barnabas, he served the Lord in his spirit.
因为如果他是一个活在魂里面的人
，If he lives in his own soul,
他大可以跟其他所有的门徒怎么样，就跟他们一样就好了，大家就躲着躲扫罗就是了。
He would do the same way as other apostles. He would stay away from Paul.
可是我们看见这位巴拿巴。他是一个好人。
But the Bible tells us Barnabas is a good man.
他这个好人不是天然的好人。
This good man is not a natural good.
有姐妹，天然的好人啊，在神手中是没有用的。
The good from our natural man can be used in.
不，这天然的好啊，你神在神手中不能用，其实还是神所憎恶的。
So-called good in our nature is not only. God cannot use it, but also God hates it.
我不好意思用我自己做一个例子。
I will take myself as an example.
不少弟兄姐妹都觉得这个翁弟兄啊是个好人。
Maybe you call me a good man.
好像是一个好好先生。
And then you are a good husband.
然而感谢主，在过去这些年里头啊，主在我身上就对付我这件事。
And then praise the Lord in the past many years, and then God has dealt with me.
因为天然的好在神的手中，神不能用。
Because the naturally good cannot be used in God's hands.
而这位巴拿巴他是个好人。
And Barnabas is a good man.
他是在神的手中被主制作过的。
And he was the one that God had some work on.
所以圣经说他不仅是个好人，他乃是被圣灵充满。
And then the Bible tells us not only he's a good man, he was filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们看见圣灵在他的灵是可以掌管他的。
We know the Holy Spirit can control his soul.
所以巴拿巴是属灵的好人。
And he is a spiritual good man.
所以主可以用他。
So that the Lord will use him.
所以我们看见巴拿巴，他不仅接待了保罗
，Not only he received Paul.
他还带着这位原本逼迫教会的保罗去见使徒们。
And then also he took Paul, which is persecuted the church, and then went to meet the apostles.
我们看见巴拿巴在这里的服事。他乃是一个舍己的服事。
And then we see the service from the Barnabas is the one who denying himself.
他从他的灵里头 出来的服事。
And then this is a service from his spirit.
你想想看，他也冒着风险。
And then he rescued his own life to do this.
因为他自己接待了保罗。
Because he took Paul.
他也把保罗带到使徒们中间。
And then he took him.
你想想看，如果这时候保罗他有什么不良的动机的话
，If Paul have some evil thoughts.
我想对巴拿巴来讲，他会受到亏损。
And for Barnabas, he will suffer loss.
他在门徒们中间所要遭受的那个逼迫会是什么样的情形
？And then he will be persecuted or accused by the apostles.
然后我们看见巴拿巴他体贴圣灵。
But we see Barnabas set his mind on Holy Spirit.
他接待了保罗，并且领他们去，请他去见使徒们。
And then he took Paul and brought him to the apostles.
之后我们看见这位巴拿巴他到了安提亚。之后
And then after Barnabas went to Antioch,
我们看见他如何体贴圣灵。
And then we see how he set his mind on the
Spirit. 虽然神在安提亚教会借着巴拿巴在那里坚固圣徒们。
And then through Barnabas and the Lord and then strengthened all the saints.
我们看见神借着巴拿巴使安提亚教会真是兴旺起来。
And then through Barnabas and then God revived a church.In Antioch.
然后我们看见巴拿巴他是一位体贴圣灵的人。
And we know Barnabas set his mind on Holy Spirit.
他没有在安提阿教会那里想自己服事的果效。
And then he didn't enjoy the result, the fruit that he planted.
我们看见巴拿巴在当时在安提阿教会所受到的应当是何等的尊崇。
And we know the church in Antioch respect him a lot.
因为他是接受耶路撒冷教会。差派到安提阿教会去那里服事的。
Because the church in Jerusalem sent him to Antioch.
然后我们看见安提阿，我们看见巴拿巴却从安提阿那里特别还跑到大树去寻找保罗。
So he went to Damascus to meet
大树
Tardis to meet Paul from Antioch.
我们看见他安提。巴拿巴不是碰巧遇见扫罗呢，遇见保罗呢，就找他一起来配搭同工。
It is not a coincidence he meet Paul.
在这里我们看见巴拿巴是一个无私的人。
And we know he's selfless.
他是一个不为自己的人。
He doesn't live for himself.
所以他才能够顺从圣灵的带领，特别的到大树去找着了保罗。
So that he's able to obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit and then went to Tardis to meet Paul.
然后把保罗带到安提阿那里一同的配搭服事。
And then he took Paul to Antioch and then they served the Lord together.
所以我们看见安提阿教会就成为在神的心意当中合神心意的一个教会。
And then we know the church in Antioch and then they follow the heart of the Lord.
门徒称为基督徒是从安提阿开始。
And then the disciples and then called Christians, it begins in Antioch.
我觉得一个最重要、最关键的原因，乃是在那里神得着了巴拿巴这样一个器皿。
The most important reason is the Lord received a vessel like Barnabas.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们看见今天我们在主的面前，我们也要学习，我们不随从我们的肉体，我们来随从圣灵。
Same today to us, we need to learn not to set our mind on the flesh and the spirit.
叫我们不体贴我们自己，只体贴圣灵的意思。
And then let us not to set our mind on our flesh, but on the Holy Spirit.
我觉得在过去啊，年长弟兄还在的时候，对我啊有很多的帮助。
And then when our brother Wei.
Yeah.
Was alive, and then he helped me greatly.
前后差不多有六年的时间，我能够有很宝贵的机会，能够带着各样的问题去请教年长弟兄。
In about 6 years, and then I will have all kind of I brought all my questions and then to ask our brother.
年长弟兄他也不吝惜的将他在六十多年里头跟随主。服事主的学习和经验，他能够跟我分享和交通。
Our brother didn't keep all his experience and all the learning from the Lord, and he will just had openly fellowship with me.
印象很深刻的一点是，每次当我问题去请教年长弟兄的时候
，This memory very clear. Each time when I have questions to go to ask him,
年长弟兄常常是反过来 问我问题。
And then Brother Wei will instead ask me a question.
他最常问我的问题是什么呢？
And then the question that he often asked me is.
他最常问我的是两个问题。
And he usually asked me two questions.
一个问题就是他问我说，那对于这件事情，主的话是怎么说的？
And then first of all, he will say about this issue, and then what does the Lord have to say about this?
姐妹，我们知道连长弟兄对于主的话，他是非常非常的看重。
So now our brother, he is very treasure the word of the Lord.
所以刚开始呢，我就觉得很奇怪。
And at the beginning, I feel it's strange.
我就想说，我是去请教连长弟兄问题。
I was thinking I'm coming to ask you a question.
我所盼望的是能够听到他告诉我一个答案。
What I hope answer from you.
那我就照着做就行了。
And I will just do it accordingly.
可是恩主连长弟兄他没有那样子来帮助我。
But praise the Lord, and then he didn't do what I wanted.
更宝贵的是，他把我带回到主的话语面前。
More preciously, he brought me to the words of the Lord.
他常常问我说，那主的话是怎么说的？
He often asked me, and then what the Lord has to say about this.
所以我们看见弟兄在处理或者解决任何的事情，他总是以主的话为根据。
And then so we see the principle of our brother and how he deal with things is according to the words of the Lord.
我记得有一次我们聚会当中遇见一个比较特别也特别难的一个问题。
And I remember one time we have a very difficult issue.
当然弟兄们也有许多的交通。
And then of course the brothers had fellowship.
哎呀，当我们看见说我们这个思想、这个意志、这个情感啊，通通都出来。
And then we will see our opinions, our own thoughts, our mind, our souls all came out.
怎么样都没有办法能够叫这个问题能够得着一个妥善的一个答案。
We couldn't figure out a solution about that issue.
前后一两年的过程。
It took us one or two years.
然后在过程当中，就让我看见连长弟兄他对于主的话是何等的看重。
In these 2 years, and then we saw then how our brother and he treasured the words of the Lord.
弟兄常常在这过程中，弟兄常常提醒我们。
And then in this process, the brother often reminded us.
主的话没有说的，我们就不能做。
We cannot do if the Lord didn't speak to us.
我们不能够越过主的话来处理事情。
We cannot and solve the problem beyond the words from the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们看见主的话是何等的重要。
And we know how important the words of the Lord to us.
而这个话不单单只是一个字句而已。
His words is not only words.
不单单只是遗文的旧样。
Not the oldness of the letter.
常常还会问我问题。
And then our brother will often ask me another question.
当我请教他问题的时候
，When I ask him question，
他就问我说：“那你里面的感觉如何呢
？”He will ask me how do you think inside you。
他问的不是我情感上面的感觉
，It's not my emotional feelings。
你看弟兄乃是提醒我，你灵里头的感觉是如何
？And he reminded me how your spirit feels。
弟兄姐妹，这是我们基督徒生活服事最重要的两个原则。
I think this is the most two principles in our life and in our services.
一方面乃是主的话语。
And then on the one hand is the words from the Lord.
我们无论做什么事情都不能越过，不能超过主的话语。
No matter what we do, we cannot go over the words from the Lord.
另一方面，这个话语它不单是一个字句而已。
On the other hand, the Lord's words is not the letters on the paper.
乃是圣灵在我们灵里头怎么样来带领我们。
It is the guidance from the Holy Spirit and how is and what we should do.
弟兄姐妹，是灵，这就是生命。
This is spirit, this is life.
所以我非常感谢主，借着连长弟兄过去那些年给我的帮助。
I'm very thankful for the brother and then for the help from him in the past years.
叫我们能够一点一点的学习如何从灵里头来服侍我们的主。
Little by little, we will learn how to serve our Lord.By spirit.
如何能够照着主的话语来学习来接受十字架在我们身上的制作和对付。
And then how we receive the work of the cross and then in the spirit.
弟兄姐妹，所以在我们要学习从灵里头或是用我们的灵来侍奉神 的, 的过程中
，In the process, we learn to serve the Lord by the Spirit.
一方面，我们的魂生命需要接受十字架的对付和制作。
On one hand, the life of our soul needs to be dealt with.
因为我们这个人，我们暂时仍然受着我们魂生命的影响。
Because our body is temporarily controlled by the soul.
而这个罪肉体呢，在那里常常来搅扰我们。
And the sin will through our flesh will disturb us.
唯有十字架能够在我们身上，在我们魂生命的里头来对付我们这个魂生命不受肉体的辖制和影响。
The cross is the only way that can deal with our souls, that we will not be controlled by the soul and the flesh.
这是主耶稣在客西马尼园的祷告。
This is the prayer of the Lord had at in the Gethsemane.
不要照我的意思。只要照你的意思。
Do not do it by my will, but by thy will.
弟兄姐妹，所以我们要记得一件事。
We need to remember one thing.
当我们碰到任何的事情
，and whatever things we encounter，
基本上我们第一个反应都是从我们魂里头出来的。
Basically, our first response is from our soul.
就是十字架横的那一竖。
And then
横的那一画。
That is a horizontal.On the cross, horizontal way.
这是我们的意思。
It's our own way.
这是属地的意思。
That is the mind on our earthly mind.
这是的意思。
That is the earthly mind.
然而，什么叫做十字架
？What is called the cross?
这是我们愿意叫神的旨意能够透过穿透我们的意思。
We will let the will of God will go through our own wills.
兄弟们，这是十字架在我们身上的工作。
That is the work of the cross on us.
只要我们不拦阻了神的意思在我们身上
，If we do not stop the will of God work on us，
我们不叫神的意思在我们身上碰钉子
，We will not nail the will of God on our work。
所以，我们中文字这个碰钉子这个钉啊，你就看见它就不是十字架了。
And when we see the character in Chinese, the nail is not a cross。
就是神的意思在我们身上不能够得着。通行。
That is the will of God will not carry on, through us.
所以我们需要在神的面前，我们来学习让十字架对付我们魂里头的肉体。
And then we need to learn let the work of the cross deal with our flesh.
对付我们魂生命里头的情感和思想。
And to deal with our thoughts, our emotions, our minds in our souls.
叫我们的意志愿意降服。在圣灵的带领以下
，so that we are willing to obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
另一方面，我们需要宝血的洗净。
On the other hand, we need the cleanse of the precious blood.
弟兄姐妹，弟兄在夏令会当中特别提醒我们。
And our brother reminded us in summer conference.
在旧约，祭牲的血不过是遮盖人的罪。
The blood from the animal sacrifices only cover the sins.
那是暂时的。
That is temporarily.
罪仍然在那里。
Sin still there.
只是因着血的遮盖，神暂时不看。
Because of the cover, because of the blood covered, the God temporarily do not look at it.
然而，当我们到了新约
，at the New Testament era，
我们看见神儿子主耶稣的血，乃是洗净我们一切的。
We see the precious blood from the Son. It is to cleanse.Our sins.
用你洗净的意思是什么呢
？And what does it mean to cleanse?
就是神再也看不见我们的罪了。
And the Lord, the God will not look our sins anymore.
弟兄姐妹，这是宝血的功效。
That is the work of the precious blood.
这是早晨在波饼聚会当中，主再一次提醒我们的。
That is in our communion service that the Lord reminded us.
弟兄姐妹，宝血的功效乃是洗净我们天良一切的亏欠。
The work.Of His precious blood is to cleanse all our guilt.
神再也看不见我们在他面前的罪恶和过犯。
And then God no longer look at that, the sins that we have it before.
弟兄们，这是我们信心所应当有的果效。
That is the outcome from our faith.
叫我们的良心能够得着恢复。
So our conscience will be restored.
因着宝血的洗净，我们良心在神的面前是没有亏欠。
And by the cleansing of His precious blood, and so our conscience will have no guilt anymore.
所以圣灵在我们能够借着良心的功用来带领我们。
So the Holy Spirit.Will guide us away because of the word conscious.
因着宝血的洁净，叫我们的灵的里头也能够有与神的 带领，有一个直接的认识。
Because of his cleansing blood, we will have the direct understanding, by the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
就我们因着宝血的洁净，我们能够与主也有一个畅通无阻、亲密的交通。
And then by his cleansing blood, we will have a fellowship with the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们基督徒在属灵生活和侍奉上不可缺少的两件事。
This is two things that in our life, which is to serve the Lord.
宝血洗净我们，叫我们的灵更加的敏锐。
So his cleansing blood make our spirit be more sensitive.
叫我们能够与神有更亲密的交通。
So we will have a more intimate relationship with the Lord.
而十字架乃是对付我们的肉体。
And then the cross is deal with our flesh.
致死我们。
And then to put our flesh to death.
叫我们不仅肉体和肉体的情欲都接受十字架的。
Not only our base desire and the flesh will be dealt with by cross.
好叫我们能够从灵里头能够得到释放，来侍奉我们的主。
So that our spirit will be set free, and then we will serve the Lord in the spirit.
弟兄姐妹，我们一同求神继续在我们身上，借着他的宝血和十字架，在我们身上来成就这魂的救恩。
And then let us to ask by His precious blood that His salvation of our souls will be accomplished.
叫我们因着信十字架来对付我们的魂。
By the faith.Let the cross to deal with our souls.
叫我们灵的品质越过越好。
So that we will have our quality of our spirit will be better and better.
也叫我们的灵能够得着释放。
So our spirit will be set free.
叫我们用我们的灵来侍奉我们的神。
So we will serve our Lord in the spirit.
也愿神能够借着我们的生活和侍奉，他得着他所当得的荣耀。
May the Lord receive His glory through our service and through our lives.
让我低头再有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你，你一直向我们说话。
And Lord, we thank you. You keep speak to us.
主，我们实在是仰望你的恩典。
We look upon your grace.
我们求圣灵在我们灵里头再次给我们有那回头的亮光。
And we ask the Holy Spirit give us enlightened light.
让我们能够反复思想你的话语。
So we can meditate your words.
主，让我们能够回到灵的里头。
So that we can return to our spirit.
主，因着你的宝血的洁净。
By the cleansing blood.
主，让我们能够与你有那亲密的交通。
So we will have intimate relationship with you.
主，好叫你借着圣灵向我们所说的话。
And then through the words that you speak to us through Holy Spirit.
真实在我们里面成为灵，成为生命。
And it will be in reality become our spirit and lives.
主，叫我们能够在这样一个世代的里头
，In this crooked and perverse generation，
主，我们成为你光明的见证
，And will become your glorious testimony，
能够等候你的回来
，And wait for your coming。
你怜悯我们
，Have mercy on us，
你恩待我们
，Have grace on us。
主，你帮助我们
，Help us， Lord。
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名
，Hear our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ， Amen。